Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another District City. It's your boy Gas. What's happening? Yeah, I'm a main man for all the time. Time was good, though.
That you ain't on that bullshit, you trying to get you and her, you know, straight. Okay.
Gonna
okay.
Be, don't get me wrong. You know, I still ain't figured out how to do that one.
I hear that, bro. But I mean, now, all right, okay. So you take her. You take her down there, and I'm saying, for example, we just gonna use for example. You take her down now.
Right.
Shit ain't working right. You know what I'm saying? You can make it by yourself, but you can't make it while you there with her.
Right.
So I mean, do you tell her, hey, it's time? You gotta go back home.
Ooh, but how do you? I guess the better question is, how do you tell her that?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you, bro. That's what I'm asking you. How the hell do you tell her that?
Shit, if I knew that answer, boy, I'd be a smart man right now. I don't know.
I feel you.
That's an automatic.
Hey, man.
What you gonna come to,
man?
If you tell her, nah, baby, I don't think, if you know, I think I could do better down here by myself, and then I come get her. Especially think you on some bullshit. Oh, who that bitch you fucking?
All right, well, check this out. Oh, well, shit, hold on. Now, what we got here? I know after a two-month hiatus, I know this ain't who I think it is.
I will hang up. Don't do me like
hey.
That.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Hey.
Everybody don't know. Y'all know this Miss Toya. Miss Toya, who's been on a two-month hiatus, but she been handling her business, so we going to cuss her out a little later. We ain't going to cuss her out right now. We're going to cuss her out a little later.
Okay, thank you, man.
What's up, baby? What's going on?
Man, what's up? I miss y'all. Wow.
We miss you too.
Oh, I love
you. You know how much father time is fucking with me?
Oh, well, that's okay.
It's all great.
We need a mediator, because one of us going to get our ass whooped, and I ain't taking no ass whoopings.
I know you're not.
So, I mean, we gonna need a mediator. What's up? I mean, I'm gonna ask you when you coming back, but I ain't gonna. Don't give me an answer, because if it ain't the answer I want to hear, I'm gonna be mad.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so now, baby. All right, well, baby, we gonna do this. Oh shit. Oh, the set falling apart, y'all. All right, man. I'm in the dungeon, man. I got a house full in the dungeon tonight, so. Set falling apart. We up here networking and broadcasting. So, all right, I gotta ask you the question first. Sword.
Yes.
All right, now check this out. You got a job, right?
Yes, I do.
Significant other. You know what I'm saying? They say, you know, you can come down here. You can do this. You can do that. You know, this job going. We're going to take care of you. We're going to do it. Well, thank you. Thanks the background. The job's going to take care of you, right?
Right.
So now, your man say, shit, you ain't going without me.
Okay.
I mean, and he comes. But now, the salary that you want, it's enough for you. I mean, do you send him back home?
Nah, he can get a job down now.
You know what? Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even think about that.
Nah, that didn't cross my mind either.
I'm going to be real with you.
Get a job? Come on, significant other, get a job. If you can't get a job, if you cannot get a job and you ain't gonna be working, ain't no use you coming down there in the first place.
Okay.
Now, why y'all didn't think about putting y'all significant other to work? This is a 50-50 thing, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know. All the time, why you didn't think about that?
I don't know, man. I got a question, though. Let me ask a question. Okay. Let's say you get the job, right? You get offered the job in another state.
Right.
What if your mate doesn't want to go? How do you handle that? I mean, it's a better job than you have now. You know what I'm saying? You're making more money. But your mate also has a job. If he's in school, but his job requires you to move 500 miles away.
What was he done on the weekend?
The weekend? Yeah, you have to come with me.
No, why? You got to do what you got to do. That's going to make it better.
So I can only see you on the weekends? Come on, what kind of relationship is that?
It's called long distance.
How many long distance relationships work? Be honest.
I don't know.
How many of your long distance relationships work?
I know a few
long distance
relationships. Have I ever been in one?
Yeah.
No, me personally, I have never been in a long distance relationship. I'm open to it, you know, whatever. But I got friends that have been in long distance relationships, and they doing fine. The longer you're
really?
Away from other, the more you miss. That's what they say. And they're married. They've been married like 13, 14 years.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to go down the line. Wait, what you doing, man? How you handle it?
I don't think it'll work, man. Long distance relationship, you know, they say cats the way the mouse going to play. That's just my opinion.
So you don't think they work?
No, I don't think they work.
Hey, what's up, Candy?
What's up?
How you doing?
All right, and you?
My. What you think about the long distance thing?
I think it'll work, especially if you two are on the same level, you know what I'm saying? You're on the same thing and work together. I think it would work.
Okay. All right. Let me, all right, I think we got my man Big on here. What's up, Big?
Big boy. That's Big boy.
What's up, man?
Big boy. Big cool.
What's going on, man?
What you think about the long distance relationship?
Long distance
still work. Hell yeah, I think it'll work. I think it's good to go. It all depends, huh?
I think your woman is 500 miles away from you. She living where she at. You living where you at. You think that relationship will work?
I mean, it can. You know, it all depends. If she willing to come to see me, or I'm willing to come see her.
All right, now, big boy, let me ask you. Now, you know I know you personally, and I know that you've been in a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's why I
said. So, I mean, how did it work out for you?
Oh, shit. I mean, it was cool. I mean, shit, you know. We went down, we visited each other. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that far away, like 500 miles, but shit, you know. It worked out, though.
Okay, so,
you know what I'm saying?
So now let me ask you, man. Now you in this relationship with her. You know what I'm saying? You get a gig to go someplace that neither one of y'all been. You know what I'm saying? But the money's good. But now, as of right now, you got to get yourself established first. But she say no. You can't go without me. What you do? Do you take that job or do you just say, fuck it, I'm gonna leave that job alone?
Nah, I'm taking that job. Shit, she either want to come or she ain't.
But now
she can wait until I get down there and get the working good. And if she feels if she can transfer down to where I'm at, then cool. Or if she feels she want to come down that way and find a better job or for a better living, well, cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do mine first.
All right, now Ms. Toy brought up an interesting point. She said, why not make that significant other go get that job? Go get a job too.
Ah, well, that's cool too, shit.
I mean, would you do it? Would you tell her, hey, if you come, you gotta carry your own weight for a minute, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, I ain't finna take it.
I
hold it down for a little bit till she find a job, but it ain't finna be no shit. She just gonna be sitting up on land on me. Hell no. I give her like a month. That's it.
A month.
Damn,
you've
been
looking
for a job for 2 years, man.
You said what? Hell yeah. A month, you should be able to find a job.
I've been looking for a job for 2-3 years, man. You ain't gonna give up a month? And then you just brought all the way down there?
Yes, man. I gave her an option. I ain't say she had to come.
So what you gonna tell her? All right, if you come, you better have a job in a month. And if you ain't got a job in a month, your ass gotta go.
Nah, I probably, I gotta give her an extension.
Month and a half, then, right? Month and a half. You got 90 days.
It all depends. It all depends. I ain't gonna just give her the booger, just be, you know what I'm saying, like that and shit. But I see, if I see she trying and shit, if I see she trying and shit, she trying to get one.
She the one got the job. She got the job. You got a nice ass job, but you know what I'm saying? You working good at the crib. You got some time on your job. Get off of the job making twice what you're making now, but you got to move to New York. Do you quit your job and go with her?
Do you going to make more money? I don't know. I don't know.
She's making twice as much as she was making at first, but you got a good ass job. You got a good job. You got 5, 6, 7 years on your job.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a hard one. I go if I can switch down there, yeah.
No,
if I can switch my job down there to New York, yeah. If I can't, then, hey, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to have to go in and ride it out then. We'll just have to figure something out. We'll have to have a real motherfucking strong conversation. I got 6 or 7, shit. I think I want to hold mine down.
Like a long-distance relationship to me, bro. Sound like you ain't going.
All right.
Let's go down and, Sandy, what about you? Would you quit your good job to go with your mate because they got a better job in a different state?
Yeah. I mean, because it's if you're doing it together, you know what I'm saying? It's all about together, doing shit together, you know what I'm saying? There ain't much of that anymore, but... I mean, you might even find something better than what you got in the 5 or 6 years that you've been there. You might even make more somewhere else.
That's a slight might, though.
Yeah, but do you want to take care?
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We're gonna go down the line. Miss Toya, quit your job of 5, 6 years to go with your mate?
It depends on how much more he's going to make.
He making twice what he making now.
Right now,
he ain't going.
No, I'm not going because I've been on my job for 10 years. I'm not going. Unless I can book you out. My job, me personally, my job is all over the world, so I can relocate anywhere and have the same job. So, yeah, I'm going.
Hold on, dog. I don't mean to cut nobody off. But why it's fresh in my mind? Hey, Toy.
Yeah.
Now, you said because you've been on your job so long, you refuse to relocate, right?
No, I can relocate. My job, my particular job, the company that I work for has companies all over the world, so I can go.
Well, I'm saying, what if you don't have that option? You have to walk away scot-free, clearly.
Right. What if you don't have that option?
You got to quit.
Can you walk away scot-free?
It's start over, yeah, if it means that much to me.
Okay. And I feel that. That was a great answer. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm in the dungeon, and I got my people down here in the dungeon. We networking the politics, so if y'all hear some noise in the background, that's me.
I hear water.
So,
I'm sorry.
And that's why water be good. But anyway. The name, right?
Yeah.
All right, now check this out now. we on this topic now. We sitting there. We trying to network in politics. We trying to figure out your man. He got a job. He's in another state. All right, now, you as a woman, he tell you what, baby, it's in another state. They setting me up with this little set salary. They're going to pay this and they're going to pay that. But now, it's only enough for me. Do you say, baby, go make that money or hell no? If I can't come, you ain't going.
Yeah, you can go.
But, you know what? Now, Janine, I know you. I know you. I know you, Janine.
Uh-huh.
Now, Janine, we'd have been on this radio for a long time now. You can't be talking about, yeah, you can go so you can get that motherfucker over there. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a loving relationship.
I said, yeah, he could go.
Would you keep it warm till I come back?
Of course.
No, Janine. Will you keep it warm until I come back? Meaning, you gonna do what you gotta do yourself.
Yeah.
Bake.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, cause I. Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got to say this because this is on my Mac. Y'all talk like, yep. I don't know what channel we're living in. It's computer.
Yep.
It's webcam. All that. You can have all that during a long-distance relationship.
All right, that's true. I mean, you're right, because I'm on the webcam right now, SamCity.com. We on the webcam right now. I'm networking and politicking. Actually, I'm having a cocktail right now. Somebody want to have a cocktail with me? Come on, sandcity.spruce.com. Have a cocktail with you. Well, now, Miss Toy, you ain't been gone that long. You know how to think your damn.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm shocked you said
that. You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Miss Toy. You're breaking up.
Can't hear me now. Is that better?
I can hear you now, baby. I can hear you now.
Well, I'm saying, well, people change. Maybe this is the same. But here, too, in all honesty, if you happen to lose up the relationship, true love don't hold nobody back from nothing. You encourage that person to go ahead on and live their dream and do what they have to do to make their lives better for them regardless.
Well, listen to her on her grown woman shit.
I am. I turned 37. I'm old. I'm getting enlightened on a lot of shit now.
Oh, man, listen to Miss Toy on her grown woman shit tonight. Well, check this out, y'all. We networking in politics. We have a little fun. We're going to hit this Jamie Foxx right quick. You know what I'm saying? Because Janine, I always fall for your type. So we're going to hit this song, and then we'll be right back.
Can I save you from you? Cause you know there's something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I'm supposed to make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one. Making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your touch, yeah. For your touch, tell me.
I just can't explain it all.
that there's a reason for it all. You'll say that you're nothing like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before.
I swear I
hanging off your shoulder, barely sober. Telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance, dance like how, like ballet. Oh, wait. No, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you want to go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it. And I fall.
Yes, yes, we back, Jazing.
Yeah.
Well, I always fall for your kind.
You say what?
I said, why I always fall for your kind?
I don't know.
All right, you know what? Check it out, man. We ain't did something we ain't did in a while. The name.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't had no weekly updates. What's going on?
Uh-oh. Well, I guess my husband got jealous because he came over my house and he saw my man's shirt hanging on my bed.
Wow.
So today, he gives the kids a business card to hang up on the refrigerator with his name and phone number on it. I was like, I said, did y'all ask for that? Like, y'all don't know his number. And they was like, no, he just gave it to us and told us to hang it on our refrigerator. Now, what the hell is the purpose of that?
Man.
Oh, man, he's trying to restake his kingdom.
So I thought that was real funny.
All right, now you know what? That's an interesting point. Now you done brought up something. Now that's kind of wild right there. Hey, Toy. Toy. Well, your baby.
Hello.
Yeah, you with me still?
Yeah.
I can barely hear you, baby. You're going in and out. I can barely hear you. I can hear you now. What's good?
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, what's the question?
All right, now check this out. Janine say her ex-husband, he came in, he seen her dude's shirt hanging on the bed. So he went and gave the kids his business card and told them to hang it on the refrigerator.
Okay.
Now let me ask you, would you let the kids hang it on the refrigerator? Or would you be like, man, throw that shit in the garbage?
They better throw that shit in the garbage. They already know their daddy's phone number. Why we got to have it posted on the refrigerator? We got to make a call for the new nigga in the house. The new nigga might want to call Big Daddy because Big Daddy's trying to claim his spot or something going on.
Okay. I'm feeling that. Well, hey, y'all, check this out. Can I do something, man? Can I do something I ain't did before? I ain't did in a while. Can I play y'all one of my chronicles?
Of course.
Okay, all right, check this out, y'all. This Cash Chronicle, this part one. Now, check this out. This part one, so don't get to telling me all Cash. Your chronicle is kind of short. Part one. We're going to play part two next week, all right? Now, this part one of Cash Chronicle. Y'all sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I call tonight's chronicle business because that's what my body was. She belonged to someone that was close to me. For years, I fantasized about her. Trust me, fellas. If you gazed into those sparkling light brown eyes, you would definitely have lust and desire in your heart. Even though in our younger years, we never was intimate, we always kept in touch. Madonna would do things like send me up with her girlfriends. I believe it was to get a report to see how good I was in bed. Take this one time, for example. Then my guy took Madonna and her friend to my aunt's house, whose house I was keeping while they were out of town. Well, I began to disrobe her friend. I constantly kept thinking about Madonna in my head. Slowly, I kissed her friend's neck as I laid her down. And as the sexual act began, I felt I was being watched. As I turned around, Madonna was standing there. So with one slow yet hard thrust, I made her friend let out a moan that was sure to intensify Madonna's curiosity. Well, needless to say, it did. One night, Madonna gave me a call and told me she was bored. But by this time, her and my friend were no longer seeing each other. And yeah, we flirted with each other. So my answer to her was, pick your poison. She said, time to write. I said, I'll be there in a minute. So I jumped into the four-door Fleetwood Caddy, and I was on my way. Stopped at the liquor store, got a feel for Tango Ray, large orange juice, two cups, and a bag of ice. Yeah, I was ready. And it hit me. Well, she just want to talk. Do I jeopardize my friendship by pushing it forward? For the first time in a long time, I was nervous. So I sat in the car, fixed me a drink, and I said, well, I'll wait on her to make a move. Well, I arrived to Madonna's house. I quickly took out my DJ Quick CD and put in a sip. She got in the car and smiled, sexy pink lips, no sparkling light brown eyes. She said, hey, baby, looking at me like she was just as excited and nervous as I am. I smiled, gave her the bag, and began to pull off. Madonna reached between my legs and grabbed my cup. I cut my eyes and began to smirk. So what, too? She replied, I don't care. He was showing me that million-dollar smile. Well, I knew neither one of us wanted to be seen in public because of the scandal it would cause. So I went to a secluded wooded area. I put the car apart, and we began to drink and conversate. Hours went by, but it seemed like only minutes. We never knew we had this much in common. Each conversation seemed like it was pulling us closer and closer to each other. Our sexual tension was at a fever pitch. We both leaned in and began passionately kissing each other, like a married couple celebrating a honeymoon. She began to lick on my neck with such passion, my eyes rose and back to my head instantly. I began to caress her body ever so slowly. Now, usually, I'm the one who takes charge, but tonight, I laid back and let Madonna do her thing. It was like she could read my mind. Everywhere I wanted to kiss, she did without me saying a word. But I believe she felt the same way because every time I touched, licked, or kissed her, I would feel her body shiver. And all of this, and I haven't even penetrated yet. Now, when we get to that part, it's a different thing. I believe I parked in the perfect spot because we turned into animals, biting, scratching, clawing. I mean, it was so intense that in the process of all this wildness, he accidentally rolled the window down. Adonia jumps up, hangs halfway out the window, and tells me to fuck her from the back while she gazes into the stars while yelling my name. I obliged her, pulled myself to the window, and also began staring out at the stars. So you can imagine this scene. It was something to behold. After that night, we decided to keep it between us. However, that was the first night for many. This is your boy Cass, and he's part one of my chronicles. Peace.
Yo, yo, what's up now? Hello, people.
Yes.
You feeling that, baby?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. What's up? That's what I'm talking about. Candy, how you feel about that one?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it was good. Now we got. I think it was damn good. Don't tell me. But check this out, y'all. We're going to do part two of me and Madonna next week. Trust me, it gets way better. That was just the first encounter. He was going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
And what woods is so secluded that you could do like that? Let me know. I need a new spot.
The woods that's so secluded that we could do that? I don't know if I can tell you that. That's between me and Madonna. I'm going to have to ask Madonna, can I tell you? Because I ain't write that down, baby. But Nah, Janine. And you can find a new spot.
Yeah. I'm always looking for new spots and new places.
Right, you don't want me to take you to that place. You want me to take you someplace new, right?
Well, that would be new for me. I ain't never did it there.
I want something new between both of us.
Oh, okay, well. I could pick some spots.
You can pick some spots?
Yes.
Can you? Can you really?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Where are you going to go?
Where we gonna go?
Yeah, I ain't got that Fleetwood no more. I got that STS now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you they know, I did it right down at the beach. It don't matter.
Did at the beach?
Of course.
Okay. I like to bring them away.
Marquette Beach, not the big part, but the other side.
Uh-huh. But you do know I can bring my own waves in, right?
You for what?
I said I can bring my own waves in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I can let you look in the pool like.
Well, you know, that always feel good when the waves from the water is hitting you.
You ain't gonna feel them. You ain't gonna feel them at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm gonna feel. Yeah,
what? Your boy can.
Oh, really? Oh, it's like
hey.
That.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Well, I guess I would have to see for myself.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
You hear what he said? I hear you every time.
Oh, really?
Every time. I'm going to tell you now, I like to get naked. I don't want no shirts
like,
on, no nothing.
You said you like to get naked.
I love to get naked.
Well, what other way is it?
Mama. I'm talking about. I want to keep the shirt on now. No shirts on, no nothing.
Well, can I at least leave my boots on with the heels?
Oh, yeah, now that you can't leave on. As long as you make sure they put it right there on my shoulder.
Yeah, because, you know, my thighs and my legs are so nice and smooth and silky.
Thank you.
They will look real good with you rubbing them.
Oh, they look even better with you, right? I'm just that. I think they look just better with me kissing.
Oh, but you're kissing them?
Yeah, inch by inch.
Mm-hmm. But they're real soft, too. Smooth.
Ooh.
It'd be like you're rubbing silk.
And you fuck around, had hickeys all the way from your knees to your thighs.
Oh, that's okay. That is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be caressed and kissed and sucked on.
Right. For me to work the way I work, I got the softest fans in the world. Charlie, when I rub you, you love me.
Because, of course, you got to work your way up to my breast, too.
Oh, man. Go to dancity.school.com. Look at my thumb. Because I have a problem with it everywhere. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So we're going to make this magic happen.
Of course.
Okay. All right, y'all, we got to get back to the show now. We got to get back to the show. We got to get back to the show. Girl, you done took me someplace different. Simon, what's up, dog?
Yeah? I'm going to get my shut up, man.
I'm sorry, man. I kind of got excited a little bit, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I'm sorry about that,
y'all. But that chronicle kind of did it to me. Hold up, man. You know what? I see somebody, and I gotta hit him. Hey, Rev, what's up?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. Sitting outside having a cocktail.
Oh, me too. Me too. What you drinking?
Outside? I'm drinking Absolut and Cranberry. Yes, outside. It's nice out here.
Okay. Well, I got a screwdriver going. Hey, y'all, guess what? I see somebody on my phone, on the line, dog. I hope they going to say something. Well, now, I'm not going to guarantee they're going to say something, but I'm just going to see. Hey, Madonna. Doing Madonna. Madonna. You don't want to talk to me? All right. Now press one when you ready to talk to me. I know you heard our chronicle. Now talk to me press one when you ready to talk to me. I'm gonna put you back on mute. But press one when you want to talk to me. I just want everybody to know if that was an accurate portrayal of us. Was that accurate? You could just say yeah. You could say yeah, and I'll put you back on mute. Was that an actual portrayal of us? But nah, you ain't gonna say yeah. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. All right, but I didn't want to tell you that, y'all. Wait, what's happening, dog?
What's good, man? My signal keep going in and out, man.
Where you at, man?
I'm over at my girl house in E.C.
Dog, you in E.C.? Hey, look here, man. They was down in the dungeon looking for you, man. Everybody's wondering where Wick was at, but I told them you was busy. You was on a mission tonight.
Yeah, I had to make a travel.
Okay, okay. Well, check this out, Wick, man. We're gonna switch gears now. You with your lady tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm with my lady tonight.
All right, man. Check this out. I got a question to ask you. As far as relationship wise go, when that significant other that you with, you know what I'm saying, your lady, and this go out to everybody, but I'm gonna ask Wick this question first because I got him on. Well, you know you fucked up, man. So you know you fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, what was the nicest thing you ever did to try to get back in?
The nicest thing.
Yeah.
Tried to bring home these steps. If I know I messed up, I tried
right.
to get the one thing maybe that she probably wanted, you know, try some jewelry, flowers, you know what I'm saying? Kiss a lot of ass. I mean, I got the lipstick ready, I'm puckering up, I'm kissing ass like a mug.
Okay, now I'm gonna tell you, I feel you, dog, I feel you, because you know what I'm saying, I know I fucked up once, man, you know what I'm saying, so I bought roses, I ain't gonna lie, and I know Father Time finna hit me, I know I'm gonna get hit with it, but yeah, I bought roses, man, I think she was ready to give up on me, so I bought some roses, man. And I laid them on her pillow. Simon, what you do, dog? I know you didn't do some shit. What you do to get back in?
Man, I've tried flowers, candy, a little sentimental stuff, man. Just things that work.
Okay.
And then dog, flowers and candy always work.
Okay, I understand that. And us as men, that's what we feel. We feel like flowers and candy always work. We feel like we can always get back in with flowers and candy. All right, ladies. I'm going to start with you, Candy.
Yeah.
What do a man got to do to get back in? Real talk. I mean, what a man really got to do to get back in?
Well, I'm not a flower type. I don't do flowers. I don't like flowers.
So if a man laid some roses on your bed, you wouldn't be a...
It wouldn't
you'd
work.
You'd be like, fuck him still?
It wouldn't work.
Okay, now tell me, what would your thing be?
I don't know. I mean, just...
Hold on, Candy. You don't know, but you saying a motherfucker can't bring you flowers.
Well, I know because I don't like flowers. I don't like flowers. I'm not a flower girl. You know what I'm saying?
Not if he even get rose petals all across the bed or nothing.
That just ain't gonna work for me. I don't like flowers.
Damn.
Not like that.
Lingerie.
What works for you? You said the butter.
But lingerie.
I said roses don't melt my butter, meaning my heart. It ain't gonna get you in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said give me some butter.
No.
Crisco. Anybody ask for Crisco?
But I don't. I don't really know because once you fuck up with me, I don't do overs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Right. You have no romance in you.
Damn,
you have no romance. Right. Hold on.
Maybe I ain't found that one to take the romance and put romance into me. Maybe I ain't found that
who
one,
got,
but.
We got something for you, Candy.
Oh. Right. That's good enough for me. All right,
now, Felicia, a.k.a. The Radio. You still with me, baby? You may think your cyclist adventure is over, but every day thousands of new
great.
Well,
and then the game ain't
over.
Yeah. I'm here.
Now, goddammit, don't have me get the holler. Hey, Rev, let me
ask you. You want to know what it takes? I'm going to tell you what it took.
what it took when he fucked up real, real bad.
Right.
He took him to the mall. He's like, you can get whatever you want. So
you can have whatever
I picked
you
out.
Like.
I got an all weather leather dooney. And then when I picked mine out, I went and picked my mama one out, and I picked my grandmama one out.
Your mama. Whoa. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We. I'm going to do something now. I'm going to put everybody else on mute. Because, hold on, fellas. Hold on now. Felicia, you still with me, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to put everybody else on mute. And me and you finna have a one-on-one. Now, only person left right here is me, you, and Father Time.
Okay.
I can't mute him because he's the co-host.
Right.
You said that you went and bought.
I had him buy me an all-weather leather dooney. Then I went and picked my grandmama and my mama out one, and he bought them two. And then I still had one eye open because he had them fucked up real, real bad.
Now I'm not trying to be in your business. You know, I know how you are. But I just got to know, what the fuck did he do when he had to buy your mama? Wait a minute. Three generations. You, your mama, and your grandmama?
Damn right. That's right.
What the fuck did he do?
Well, he was a big old trick. And I figure if he could spend money on other people, he could spend money on me and mine.
Man, y'all need to get on CNCD.Screw.com just to see my facial expression. Because I'm sitting here looking like, what the fuck?
I figure if you ain't doing your household the same way you're doing other people, then you ain't got no business doing it.
Okay, now I understand that. I can even go as far as saying that. You didn't did your house. You got to keep the household perfect first. You got to do your household first. Before any man do any dirt, make sure your house straight.
Yeah.
But God,
That was the punishment. I mean, he had it like that. He could do that. He could buy everybody everything.
I made sure
my mama was taken care of and my grandmama.
I'm not disputing the money factor. You seem like the type that's going, you ain't finna deal with nothing but somebody who got something. You know what I'm saying? You
got
your own
business. Because when I got with him, he didn't have a damn dime.
Okay.
When he got the money, he got beside himself. So since he got beside himself, I got beside myself right with him.
Granny had to get a motherfucking dooney hook up too.
Yes, sir. Why not? She worked it. She worked it all. She was working
on that. To you?
Yeah.
Right, your granny called me all kind of sons of bitches.
No, she didn't. My grandmother loved his ass and still do.
Okay, I don't know. I'm gonna go to cookie candy. Candy.
Yeah.
Would you do something like? Would you go that far to saying that I gotta buy mama and grandmama something?
It depends on what you did. Yeah.
What? Okay, well, I mean, she said that. That's her opinion. All right, now I'm gonna go to a man's opinion. Big boy. Yeah, big boy, I'm fine. Big boy.
What's up?
Big boy, Fish J, hey, Fish J, love you, dog.
Man, I ain't seen
big
that
boy.
Nigga in your ages.
Right. But now, big boy, I got an issue with this. Big boy, she say you fucked up royally. You got to buy not only her, you got to buy her, her mama, and her grandmama, Dooney.
Nah, I don't think y'all about that. I ain't fucking her mom and her grandma. Shit. I ain't fuck up with them. I fucked up with her. I ain't mad at you. I heard you. Grandma and mama, they got to go find their own old sugar daddy.
I feel you. I ain't mad at you. I feel you.
I'm just keeping it 100.
I feel you, bro. I'm not mad at your concept. I ain't mad at your concept.
Hey, that brother chose to do that? Hey, that was on him. Personally, me? Nah. Okay, how much money I get?
I got to buy the grandma or something.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. We gonna go to Janine.
Yeah.
All right, man. My people's hollering at me, so I'm kind of off the wall. But hey, he fucked up. He fucked up, but he trying to make it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you gotta buy your mama and your grandmama something?
He ain't got to buy me shit.
No, he trying to make it up to you. He trying to make it up to you.
Oh, okay. And what that's about to do? Because I got a new purse or a new outfit or whatever. What does that take away from what he did? We need to have a discussion. Right. We need to talk. You need to apologize. Oh. I need to know that it's sincere.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. What then maybe holler at Cass part of time. Because right now you got Cass part of time online. Now, holler at us. Let us know what
needs
to be done.
I need an apology. I need some sincerity. I don't need all that garbage and bullshit. You know, I say enough bullshit. I know how it go.
All right, man. Now I come to you, baby, and I tell you, baby, I'm sorry for what I did. I mean, I ain't saying that I don't know what the fuck we did. I fucked up. Whatever ordeal it was, I fucked up.
And I have to know that they're honest. If you're honest about what you're saying to me and you're sincere about the apology, then we could talk. I still might be mad, but in order to get me out of that mode, then you got to, like, shake me up a little bit. Throw me on the bed, fuck the shit out of me, then I'll be okay.
God, that is where you've been all my life. Where you've been all my life. All right, okay, but now I'm going to be nice. Okay, I'm going to be nice. Me and you going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Miss Toy.
Yes.
All right, baby. I done did something fucked up. What I gotta do to make up?
We gonna have to talk. We gotta talk. I'm gonna have to go off on you and tell you face to face how I truly feel. I'm not no like real big material person, but if you felt like he had to go to the Raptors about something, hell, I got kids that love Jordan, so. You finna do a lot of shit. That's a lot. Because I'm going to need some. My kids going to need some. I'm going to need my rent paid straight for like 6 months.
You got to do real shit.
I said I'm not. That's not material. My rent is not material, kid.
Your kids joining
us? Yeah. Because see, when you mess up with me, it might affect my children. You don't know.
Man.
So you got to, I'm a package deal over here. Once you fuck up, you done fucked up with everybody. So you got to get everybody back on your page if that's what you want. If not, keep the pussy, because what you want to do, five other niggas will.
Well, God damn, what is running through your veins? What blood is running through your veins?
S-C-O-T-T.
S-C-O-T-T. Your daddy is a motherfucker, boy.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Well, now, what's fucking me others that I see, I think I see Butter on the line, but she don't want to press the one button. I don't think she Butter want to talk to us tonight. No,
maybe she wants you to bring her in like you do Janine.
Maybe she's listening and studying at the same time.
Oh, no.
Just bring her in.
There she go. There she go. She hit that button now. There she go. Butter, what's up, baby?
What's up? I pushed the button the first time, but you went on to a male's point of view, so I'm just, I thought I pushed it twice, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, I didn't see that light flash, baby. I didn't see that light flash. And I'm like, okay, butt on here. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I apologize.
What's going on, baby? Bottom.
I got a big mouth little girl over here that want me to do something to her. But,
all right, well, check this out. Check this out, Butter. This is a question.
Uh-huh.
He done fucked up. We ain't saying, we not gonna specify what he did, but he fucked up. He fucked up, and he want to make it up to you. What he got to do?
He got to be strong enough to hear my mouth for a minute. Because when you fuck up with me, it's almost like basically over, depending on the situation. And if I'm giving you a second chance by, huh?
Okay, let's just say, okay, now, all right, well, we gonna go with something with you, because I know how you are. He came in later than what he said he was going to come in.
Okay.
He said he was going to come in at 3 o'clock, and he came in at 3:30.
Oh, that's nothing.
So, I mean, but you got attitude. But no, you got your attitude on.
Okay. So I got my attitude on. Then, of course, he's finna do a lot of sucking up then. Because, of course, when he come in, he gonna want to come in and slide in. It ain't gonna be that
easy. Okay, now you just raise an interesting topic.
Uh-huh.
You say he want to come in and slide in. What if he don't? What if he come in and turn his back?
If he come in and turn his back and he was late coming in and turn his back, he ain't going to sleep.
Why not? He tired, shit.
He ain't that tired.
You don't think so?
Nah, I don't
you
think
get
so.
Tired?
Maybe his dick might be tired, but if his dick tired, that means he need to pack up the rest of his shit and take it on over there and spend a night at that other bitch house he was fucking just a few minutes ago.
Damn. All right, Father Time, what's up? I need my boy now. I need my homie. I need my homie to preach to me on this. You know what she said? She say that if you came in and me and you kicking it, me and you didn't, and you know how me and you do it. You know, whenever me and you get together, we don't go to sleep to daylight.
True. That's true.
So ain't no reason for you to turn your back on me when you get home and it's time to get in the bed. There's no reason.
Ooh, hold on. Not because me and Tom will kick it. We come in, it's daylight. When we come in, we thanking God we made it home.
Mm-hmm.
We probably waking up that morning.
And if you and Tima is the people that I think you are, you still going to want some pussy, unless you done already had your fair share of it.
Well, yeah, I think she got a point there.
I got you there.
Yeah, I think she got us on that one. All right, we're going to move to the next question. Yeah, I think she got me on that one. Damn that. I ain't got nothing to say, but Tommy, what you got
to say?
Let's move on, man.
You say move on. Come on,
man.
You can't compete with that,
though. Yeah.
Good point. Very, very good point.
Hey, we lost this battle, right?
Yeah, we did worse than the OJ trial.
You look like.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. We lost that battle. All
right, so now let me ask y'all. Can we ever come in and say we don't want to? If we just tired? Can we ever do that?
Hell no. Nah.
Now, I know man's point of view. I know we all feel we can't, but I'm asking the women. Can we ever come in and just say, baby, I'm tired tonight? Candy, can we ever come in and say that?
Well, the way that y'all are, I would feel something's fishy going on.
You say the way that we are.
That's
messed up.
You guys that, you know, want it all the time, you're always talking about it, and you're always doing it, you know what I'm saying, shit. If you know the person, and you know they come in and give it to you, and you're getting it all the time, and then all of a sudden it stops, whoa, there's something going on.
Right.
And you can't say it's because you got older. You know what I'm saying, shit.
You can be sick that day.
Nah, well, if you're sick, you know, but why did you go out? If you sick, you don't need to go out.
Yeah.
Man, look,
I
here,
give
look.
Up on that, man. Yeah, I
yeah,
give
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have shut you up on that one.
I tapped out.
I submit.
You
tapped out. I tapped out, man. I tapped out.
Right.
Yeah, she shut you up on that one. She shut you up on that one. Janine, baby.
Yeah.
Can I come home and say, baby, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing nothing tonight.
You sure can, as long as I can say it.
Dang it. But damn.
But you know, if I say it, that's going to be something.
Yeah, fuck with you. I'm going to have to whoop your ass. What the fuck are you doing? I'm just going by what you say on the show now. I'm just going by what you say on the show. So for you to come home and say, oh, baby, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm going to whoop your ass. You say.
Exactly. Because we would know each other. We would know each other. So for you to come in and say that you're tired, I would know you as a person. Now, if that's something you just do all the time, of course, you know. But if I know you and that's not like you, of course I'm going to know when there's something wrong, when there's something different.
Right. Okay. All right, Rev, you the last to decide to vote. I come in and I just say, hey, baby, I'm tired tonight.
I mean, that's fine, but don't get mad when I pull the toys out and use them right beside you.
Oh, damn.
Amen, sister.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
We got some motherfuckers tonight, don't we?
Don Miguel kind of bitter.
Man.
You know what? Now, I got to slice this up between this. Well, Father Sam and Cass think it's two different opinions. He think y'all bitter. I think y'all just a horny motherfucker. Now, all right, now, Felicia, I'm going to start with you. Felicia, I done fucked you. I mean, all right, we gonna grown folks talk this, all right? So I don't want to disrespect you, all right?
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, we gonna grow. I mean, I don't want to disrespect nobody, but now nah, I done hit it hard. I hit it hard, like 12:30 to 1. No, let me take that back. 12:32. 12:32 o'clock. I done hit it hard. I mean, I done hit it hard, fast. Whichever way you want it. But now the game that came on. I done gave you your pleasure. But now the game on. But you want a little bit more. But the game on. Do you respect my wishes? Let me watch the game.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, but I might get up and leave.
wrong answer. Wrong goddamn answer. I respect your answer, but that's the wrong one, Felicia. Right? Butter.
Yes.
I hit it hard, 12 to 2. I hit it hard. I did everything you wanted me to do. 3 o'clock is a game that I want to see.
Yeah. Well, you can turn that game on. All
right.
You ain't in the game.
All right, so what's happening? I mean, I want to watch
the
game.
So why are you watching the game? I'm taking care of my business and letting you watch the game. Now, if you, you know, get distracted, I'm pretty sure you ain't going to get upset about it.
I mean, what? No. I need to know your definition of taking care of your business.
Oh, if I have to get it back up, I'm going to get it back up. And
no, I'm not that, baby. We grown folks radio. Now, we need to know. I'm watching the game. And I done hit you hard. I done hit you how you want it. I done made you come to your motherfucking feet start tingling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm finna go ahead and watch the game. This is a game
okay.
I've been wanting to watch all week. You know I've been wanting to watch this game all week.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you get you a 15-minute breather and watch the opening credits and all of that, and then I'm coming there and start sucking and licking and, yeah. You know.
All right, good answer. Okay, now, we're going to go to Miss Toy. Miss Toy. Miss Toy. She can't ask the question because she's starting already. God damn.
Janine.
Hello, why you can't hear me?
I don't know why I can't hear you. I can't never hear you. There's always a problem with you.
You know what, nigga?
I'm just playing, baby. Damn. Calm down. You your father's child for real. Shit.
Shut up.
I heard you tell me shut up.
Good, you hearing that? I was saying hello, and you gonna get all shitty face. Don't do that. You too cute. Don't get mad.
I'm my father's child too.
All right. What was the question?
The question was, you did your business. Okay. All right. Now we got to do this like this. Father's child, answer the question.
What you can't ask?
Because I don't
want to
ask you.
You know what?
All right, listen, I got you. All right, I'm going to hit you off from 12 to 2.
Right.
2 good strong hours. No stopping, no breaks, nothing. Just straight going. Now, you know I want to watch the game. The game's ready to come on. Will you let me go watch the game?
Yeah, you know, watch the game, because I'm going to go off and do something else.
Huh?
Yeah, you can watch the game.
Okay, so you ain't got no problem with me stopping to go watch the game, right? Because we already done it for 2 straight hours. 2 strong
right,
as hours.
But payback a bitch, you got to remember that. I'm going to get you back.
How you going to get me back?
Women are very magical. You think you getting something. You think you doing your work and doing your job. Nigga, I'm going to get up and go watch something on TV, too.
But you ain't gonna give you 2 straight hours.
The live gonna be on the.
You wanna watch the game? I've been talking about this game all week.
I understand that. That's fine. You gonna go play your little game and what? Next week I'm gonna do you the same way.
Yeah.
Hey,
my brother got
it out, man. See, hey, that's why I told you to ask the question. Now I wanna ask this one. Janine.
Yeah.
All right. I done gave it to you. I done did what I had to do. I done put it down. I did everything you wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the game can come on.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
You can watch the game.
What you going to do while I'm watching the game?
I'm going to be sitting right there fucking your dick.
You do know Green Bay and Chicago come on the 12, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Green Bay and Chicago come on the 12, baby. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Green Bay and Chicago come on the 12 Sunday. Alright, now Candy.
Yes.
Candy, you've been doing exceptionally well. I must tell you. Candy.
Yeah.
I done gave it to you, baby. I gave you everything you wanted. I did everything you wanted me to do. Game about to come on now. I want to go watch the game. What you do?
Well, I would let you watch the game, but I hope it's a game where there's halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're getting it at a halftime, if I don't give it to you before then.
Sanjay, everybody. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I have to go back to this certain person. Miss Toy.
Yes.
Why the hell is you going to act all upset because I done gave it to you and I want to watch the game now?
Because if the game wasn't on, we'll still be doing it, right? That's not fair.
But you know the game was coming on.
That's your choice to watch football. I'll sit there and watch it with you, but I'm still going to get you right back. Soon as right before you get ready to come and that good feeling coming, I'm going to get up. I'm going to stop sucking your dick. Whatever I'm doing, I'm going to stop. So you can feel how I felt.
See, you spoiled. You's a brat. Your daddy spoiled the shit out of you. That's your problem.
He did, and everybody else has to.
That's your problem. Your daddy spoiled the shit out of you.
That's why.
That's kind of foul. That's just wrong.
Oh, man.
That's just wrong. Then y'all wonder why brothers be like, well, fuck you then.
All right.
And we got a big old problem. You going to get me to the peak and then just stop? That shit ain't cool at all.
That ain't cool at all. Butter.
Yes.
Butter.
Yes.
You ain't going to act like that, is you? You ain't acting like that, is you?
No, because I told you, I'm going to let you get all excited about the game and go on in there and enjoy yourself. And then after I let you catch your breath, I'm going to come on in there and take your breath away real fast.
Okay.
I ain't tripping. Because I would love to be watching whose wedding dress is and you come and go ahead and give me some head, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
what I told you. Head is forbidden on here by women.
But why is so common? God.
What?
All right, I'm sorry. Don't say nothing else.
Y'all don't want us coming talking about, hey, can I suck a titty? Y'all don't want us talking to y'all like that. Head, yeah, I want some head. If I told you I want you to suck my titty, you gonna look at me like I'm gay, right? If I say, hey, come suck my nipple, come suck my titty, y'all gonna look at me like, what the fuck you talking about? Nigga, you a punk. Come on now. Head, head. Some words are meant for men. Some words are meant for women. Head is meant for women. I mean, head is meant for men. It's meant for men to say, give me head. It's not meant for women to say, give me head. Mama Cun, you agree with me?
I agree with you, man, but it really don't matter, though, dude, to be honest with you, man.
Right.
Well, so you actually want a motherfucker woman to tell you to give you some head?
No, I'm not saying. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, if a woman came to me like that, it probably would bother me. But if you really, really think about it, it's the same fucking thing, man.
No,
it's not the same fucking thing.
They don't have a dick. There's no head on that
shit. There's no head on there. But I'm saying, though, if a woman walked up to you, if a woman asked you to do that, you know exactly what she's talking about. You know exactly
what
she's talking about.
No, dude, I swear to God, that would turn me the fuck off. That would turn me the fuck off.
What'd she say? What's she supposed to say? Give me some face?
Give me some brain?
Give me some face?
Hell no. Hell no, all those are men. Why the fuck are y'all taking men's slogans and using them against them? No, you're not finna sit there and say, give me head, give me face, give me brain. No. Tell me some shit. Tell me each, man, you can say anything.
Lick
on
some pussy.
Other than,
hey, just tell me to come lick the pussy. Don't talk about getting yeah, on lick head. The pussy. Lick on the pussy. That's
right. Tell me to lick this pussy.
Cat got your tongue. Cat got your tongue.
Why are y'all jacking our slang? Did you say Bob?
Battery operated boyfriend.
That's better you.
Bob is always on the job.
You gonna need the energizing bunny if you fucking with that toy.
Shit, that is always rechargeable battery.
It's already energizers in there, buddy.
Alright, now come on now. Shit. Y'all rather feel that plastic than that hot wetness.
I don't want dead batteries while I'm going at it. So, of course,
I'm
going to get the top batteries.
I've said this once, and I've said it a thousand times. I mean, that word just don't coincide with me. Head, face, brain, all that shit don't coincide with a woman. That's not ladylike. All right, well, let me ask somebody. Let me ask you, Red.
I talked to you with that.
Now, I know the Rev hit me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to my cousin. What'd you say now?
Rev, if somebody finna go down, if they want to go down on you, do you tell them you want some head?
I don't tell them nothing. It's just understood.
I mean, no. If they ask you, I mean,
she pushes his face down now.
All the way in the ass. I mean, I understand all that. But Rev, y'all getting freaky.
I have never used those words, like, no, give me head or none of that. I've never used those words. It's understood.
That's not ladylike, is it? That's not ladylike to say give me head.
I ain't going to say it's not ladylike because some ladies say things that other ladies don't. But I don't knock nobody for what they say. I just don't say it because I don't feel it's necessary to say it. Just do.
I'm sorry. You cannot come
bullshit
and say...
Whatever. I mean, whatever you want to think. Whatever you want to think. I don't feel like I got to say nothing. You already know. It's understood what you need to do. Especially if you ain't, if you're not good in the other area, then you know what you need to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. Just don't ask me to give you no head. I will lick your pussy, but don't ask me to give you no head. No face, no brain. What's up with the face? What's up with the brain? What's up with the head?
Not a goddamn thing. Bye. That's just me. I'm sorry. I could be wrong. That's just my opinion. Now, Father Time said it don't matter. But
Cass is okay, word, man. It's all about how you use the word, man.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, brother. There's certain words that, like you said, there's certain words you can't say. Certain words you can't say to me. All right, now, we're coming down to our last minutes, man. This has been a great show. Y'all really uplifted my spirits today. I was in a real fucked up mood all day today, but fucking around with Sin City, as I usually do. Y'all really uplifted my spirit. Y'all really made me feel good tonight. Candy, any last words, baby?
Well, you look like you're filling your liquor. And it was a good show. And I'll talk to you guys Tuesday. Yeah, get that one for me. Oh, Miller Lite, too? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, but if I got still got a little half-half right here.
All right, there we go. You have
all
a good
right,
day,
y'all.
And I'll see you guys next week.
Hold on, Candy. Now, hold on, Candy. We still in Sin City. We still in SinCity.com. You know you're welcome to get. You already in that, so come on. Don't act like you're going to leave us. I'm not like you're going to leave us right now.
I ain't leaving.
All right, big boy, what's happening? Any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. What's one of y'all on his single, man? I'm trying to get y'all number and call you.
Yeah, it's SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Jump in that chat room, bro.
Sin City.
SinCity.Spruce.com.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm on my goddamn way.
That's what I'm talking about. The name, baby.
Mm hmm.
Man, you got a webcam. You're going to show me what them thighs or something like. Ready,
I'm about to go to bed.
You about to go to bed? Can I come?
What?
Can I come?
Yeah, you can come. You want me to lick the comb out your dick, too?
Oh, shit. I'm afraid of that. Damn. You Google me and let me know where you at. All right, but you Google me. Google me and I'm going to let you Google. Okay, all right, we're going to go to the next call. Good goddamn. Toya, hey, Miss Toya, baby. Girl,
hey.
I almost got you on the phone.
Hello.
Any last words, baby?
No, good night. Good show.
You back? Is you back with us?
Yeah, I try depending on how I work. I work too much. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm gonna get
okay. All right, okay, baby. As long as, hey, I love to hear you on here. You know I love to hear you on here every week.
I miss y'all. I ain't gonna even lie.
I miss you too.
I miss y'all so much. I'm going to go to bed because I got to get up at 3.
All right, baby. Love you.
All right. Love you more. Good night.
All right. Wait, what's up, my nigga? Where the drink at?
What's up, my nigga? You got it.
All right. What's any last words, dog?
Oh, always. You know, much love to the Sin City crew and the ladies that's always on Sin City. Love all you guys. Show was great, man, and I'll be seeing y'all Tuesday.
All right. Miss Butter.
Yes, I'm sorry that I was not able to catch the first part, but I'm glad I called enough that I enjoyed myself tonight, and I'll see y'all next week.
Ram, everybody said next week. What's up with the chat room? No chat room tonight?
I'm tired. I've been ripping and running, doing a lot all day, and I just got through eating. I'm sleepy now.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Phanisha, Miss Rae. You got the last word.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Well, thank you, baby. And that's it.
Yeah, I can't get in the chat room. My baby got a virus on the computer, so I can't get on.
No. Okay, well, like I said, much love. I appreciate everybody coming tonight. Big dog, home man, any last words, dog?
Of course, man. FearCity.Screams.com, y'all. Check out our new store. We got a whole bunch of new products. Just looking for a little love, a little support. Let's ride out, man.
That be it. That be all. All right, y'all. See y'all
in
next week.
In my zone, mixtape official joint. It's Valentine's Day, so make sure y'all do that special thing for the ladies. And have fun, man. Love, love, life.
Ladies, you're welcome. Something to help you get in your zone. All right.